You are listening to Hillary Topper On Air, the small business podcast to help you grow both personally and professionally. And now, here's your host, Hillary Topper.
In these challenging times, self-care is more important than ever before. Body creams, soaps, and scrubs can be powerful tools in nurturing our physical well-being and mental peace. Scented soaps can turn a simple shower into a therapeutic experience, their aromas soothing the senses and reducing stress levels. Incorporating these elements into our daily routine enhances our skin's health. It provides a moment of serenity amidst the turmoil, reminding us that taking care of ourselves is an integral part to relieve stress. I'm Hillary Topper, and this is Hillary Topper On Air. Today, I am so excited to be talking with Shari Druckmann Roberts. She's the founder of Buddha Bath, small batch, handcrafted skincare products. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Hillary. It's great to be here, and thank you for having me.
So can you tell our listeners a little bit about you and Buddha Bath, and also the inspiration behind it?
Well, I have to say I have a past in human physiology and exercise physiology, and worked in that field for many, many years. And I made a change in my career after having a climbing accident, which is not really relevant to this conversation, but change happens and you go with the flow. And my husband and I, my husband also had a career change after many, many years, and he has a chemistry background. So what we did together was create this line of small batch, as you mentioned, skincare products. And the inspiration was one day my husband was looking at some of the products I had purchased at the store and was questioning A, the cost, and B, the ingredients. And he, with his chemistry background, looked at me and said, I can do better than this. And I said, well, then go for it. So we started out at Pike Place Market, and we started out with bath bombs. And the name Buddha Bath, I always said that people do their best thinking in the bathroom, in the bath, in the shower. As you said, it's a place to lock the door, shut out the world, turn on the warmth, and relax, and get rid of the day's stress. So he started with bath bombs, which were great, but I kept chiming in my input, and I said, you know, we really need a body, you know, like a hand cream or a body butter. And he looked at me like, body butter, what's that? And I said, well, it's butter for your body. And as most people may or may not know, because everyone has a body, and I always used to say to my clients, it's the only thing you'll ever get in life that's free. The minute they put the diaper on the baby, you get a charge from the hospital. But your body is yours, and it's free. And your skin is the very largest organ that makes up your body. And it's mostly neglected, taken for granted, laid out in the sun, if you will. We're from Long Island, so we know all about that, sitting in the sun too long. And what he did was he spent about a year developing what is now our formula for body butter, which is coconut oil based, but it also is different from other products because it doesn't contain any preservatives other than naturally occurring. Ours comes from cranberries and no dyes, no colorants. It's just natural, whatever is in nature. And we do add scent to it. You can purchase it on Scented. We can do that. But that's the only thing we add that perhaps man-made had a hand in. And we have found through the years that it is extremely popular and great for the skin. I even use it in my hair sometimes if you have kinky curly hair. And from the body butter grew a line of skincare, shave soap. We of course carry soap. It's a goat's milk soap. All kinds of products that we slowly, because we're a small business, just the two of us, we slowly started to incorporate through the years into our menu of options. So that's kind of how we got started. And it's, you know, we sell at Pike Place Market and then online at buddhabath.net.
That's very cool. And I've been using the product now for about a month. And oh my God, seriously.
You look good.
It is a game changer.
It is.
I mean, I've been using this, you know, for your face, but also the body butter. Oh my God, my skin was so dry and now it's not.
Especially
it's amazing.
Coming out of the water, the chlorine is really tough on skin. It's great for sanitary reasons, but it's tough on skin, and bromine as well. So that's wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that.
Love it. So anyway, so talk to us about Buddha bath products and how it sets itself apart in the crowded marketplace of self-care products. Is it just because it's all natural, or tell us a little bit more about that?
I think it's a combination of one being all natural. You do not need added synthetic additives to the product. You don't need expensive, I hesitate to say this, you don't need expensive containers. We try to really keep our prices to a level where it's affordable for everybody. And we have multiple sizing for some of our products. What you do need is a product that's going to be absorbed into your skin, that's going to stay absorbed into your skin, that is going to sit on top. Some of the oils that are used in manufactured products in large manufacturing are made to be shelf stable for years. And also the colorants and some of the scent products, the products that they use to scent the product is not to my liking. I don't care for overly cloying, heavy smell. Now we have a variety of scents. I'm looking at our shelf and we have 20 scents. Some of them are light, some of them are heavy. We have something for everybody. We also have unscented. So if you prefer unscented, you could always order that or request that. And we do that for all of our skincare is facial skincare is unscented. Because you really don't want that on your face. I think that being small batch, we have a lot of control over the quality. My husband is very stringent about quality control. And the essential oils and oils that we use to scent the product, I think are the really finest isolated scents. Like our gardenia lily is gardenia lily. Then we have a mint Rainier, which is a blend of mints because nobody wants like straight peppermint. We have a mahogany sandalwood, very strong scent, but really highly super popular. The honey lemon is probably one of our most favorite and by far the most popular scents, very light, fresh, but it smells like lemons. It doesn't smell like fake. You know, I don't know. I'm not putting this in the right words, but we really try hard to provide a product that is all natural, handmade, obviously handmade, and also the highest quality ingredients at an affordable price.
So talk to us. I mean, can you just buy one of your products, or do you have a limit on how many you could buy?
No, we sell everything from one small body butter, which people can take on a flight because they can put it in their purse. The large body butters have to go underneath the plane. We have wholesale accounts that we sell hundreds of them to. So you can order wholesale if you're a business out there and you're interested in carrying our handmade product in your store. We can do that. And or you can buy a sample size or a small size and just try it out. We do have something called the sampler pack, which we offer three smalls with a free soap that you can try a couple of different scents. And I usually throw in, if somebody's buying, let's say lavender, lilac, and gardenia lily, which are popular florals, I'll throw in a lemon or a Northwest Forest or something that's totally opposite. One thing I've learned about, I guess in being in the business of selling things to the public is you can't always predict what people will like, and you can't go by what you like, because mm-hmm. what I like is, it's, you know, I work at our booth one day a week at Pike Place Market, and people will frequently come up and say, what's your favorite scent? And I mean, my favorite is might not be your favorite. And it's pretty much mm-hmm. anyone that ever asks me that, I always hesitate, because, you know, my favorite is Moonrise. That's one of our scents. But I don't love, you know, orange, for example. Orange is hugely popular. You would not believe how many hundreds of oranges and orange peel soaps we sell. But it's not my favorite. You have to offer a variety of things that reach a broad base of people. And I think we've done that. We have probably the widest range of scents that I've seen anywhere. So that's one thing. And also, I really think that, especially with our CBD products, I think I sent you the CBD as well. The CBD products use the body butter as their base. So I feel that for me, that's what sets our CBD products aside, because the CBD is CBD. We use pure CBD from a lab in Colorado, but the body butter, we hand make all of that here in Seattle. And my husband actually takes the CBD powder and he has to turn it into an oil in order to put it in the product. It's not wow. just, you can just add, it's a little, you need a little finesse. And yeah, so I think that our body butter is the best out there for taking care of your skin.
Absolutely. Now the CBD, as you were just talking about, because it was yeah. funny, I was just going to ask you about the CBD. So what other products? Is it just the body butter that you have the CBD product in? And
We have body butter, large and small. We have unscented, and we have what I call magic mint, which is actually our mint Rainier, a blend of mints and green tea, which I really like, very soft. We have bath bombs, which are hugely popular. They are 50 milligrams a piece. And those are available if you wanted to order it. And we have Seattle Rain, Lavender, Northwest Forest, and I'm looking at the shelf right now, and Oatmeal Eucalyptus. But if you wanted it in orange peel, we can make it for you. And those all come, I can show you, packaged in a little bag. So it's a little gift bag. And one dose per bath. We use the finest salts. Now, the salt is a big deal with a bath bomb. You can't, I want to say, when you feel our bath bomb, it has a weight to it because the salt is heavy. Bath bombs that aren't heavy and weighty and you can't see the little speckles of salt, that means it's a lot of cornstarch and filler. And, you know, I'm very comfortable with the ingredients that we offer in this bath bomb, because I know they're effective and I know the quality and quantity of salt, the salt and the CBD in here is really good. We also have a lip balm, which is awesome. And it can be used around the lips, around the eyes. You can use it on, if you have a cut or a scar, really great stuff. And that is in addition to a roll-on oil that we have, a little roller that you can spot check with the CBD if you wish. And then we can make CBD soap. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, and we do sell the CBD bath fizz in a bath bomb form. And then we also have it in a jar form. So you can put in as much as you want or as little as you want. So yeah, that's
so relaxing too.
Yes. Really is. And again, the key to a good bath bomb is the salt and the ingredients that go into making it. So I want your listeners to know, the next time you see a bath bomb, make sure it's got some heft to it.
Now, talk to us about Buddha Bath, the name. It suggests a connection with mindfulness.
Yes.
How does mindfulness play a role in your brand's philosophy?
So I used to hike quite a bit. I've been all over the world hiking, and I spent a lot of time in India and Nepal. And I grew very fond of studying Buddhism and what it means and the the acceptance of what is and being mindful. And also, most importantly, letting go of attachment. And I think when you can sit in a bath and just relax and think of nothing, you know, just think, just let it all go. You can make room for new thoughts and new positive things to come into your life. I think it's a good space to create the intention of what you want next. And I think that people, like I said, I think people do their best thinking in the bathroom. I think that it's a safe space for that. And I don't know, my husband and I just came up with a name one day. I just, you know, I loved it immediately. And he went on to, we went on to work with someone on a logo, and Brian kind of teased something together, and then the professional artist helped us with the logo, and then moving forward 15 years or whatever it is, here we are. So
awesome.
You know, yeah, I think that Buddhism, or the thought of the Buddha, is the next level for everyone. I don't think it's a religion, it's philosophy. About everyone can bring their own, what they've, you know, Jewish, Catholic, Christian, whatever, Muslim, whatever you are, but the theories and the practices of Buddhism can help everybody.
And they're 100% agree. Yeah, that's awesome. Before we move on, I have to say that I am very appreciative of our sponsors and must take time out to thank them. Please support our sponsors and tell them that you heard about them on Hillary Topper on Air. Special thanks to the Russo Law Group, Long Island Signature Estate Planning, Elder Law and Special Needs Firm, and Buddha Bath, a natural bath and body care company that offers a wide variety of products, including body butter, bath bombs, soap bars, and sugar scrubs. Now back to you, Sherry.
I forgot about the sugar scrub. Bringing that up. That's a big one.
Yeah,
I love our sugar scrub.
It actually is amazing. I keep that one in the shower, and I use that like once every couple of days just to, you know, exfoliate, and it's amazing.
The word of January is exfoliate, because everybody is constantly shedding skin cells. This is a good thing. It's part of life. It's healthy. What you don't want is to let it build up to a point where your fresh skin isn't available for more. You don't want to be moisturizing dead skin cells. Mm. So exfoliating is very important. And we have a couple of ways to do that. And a new way, which I'm about to launch, we have sugar scrub. The sugar scrub is sugar infused with the oils, as well as a cleanser, so that it cleans, it moisturizes, and it exfoliates at the same time. And it's sugar. I don't like salt for that. I think sugar is a better way to go about it. I think it's easier on the skin and it doesn't dry the skin. We also have a sugar scrub bar, which is a genius thing my husband created, actually, but it's really fun to make. I like to make those. And they are soap that's been infused with the sugar. So it has a very light exfoliation. And our newest product, which is going to launch actually this week, next week, is, I'm looking over here because I'm looking at the production of it. They're a loofah embedded in the soap.
Wow.
Now, at first I thought, this is really, I mean, how are we going to do this? But as I've been using it, as it really is a even better form of exfoliation. I won't say better, it's different. It's a lot stronger than the sugar scrub, and it's really, really effective for anybody with maybe dry feet or elbows or things like that. But it's also, the other half is soap. So it's just like a regular soap bar, but it has like a scrubby on one side. And I really think that that's going to be like the next big hit. But yeah, I love our sugar scrub. That's one of my favorite things to make, actually. And that comes in every single scent, and we can make it unscented as well, if you'd like.
Where are you making this? Do you have a factory somewhere? Do you do it in your house?
Yeah, no, we have a space at Fisherman's Terminal in Seattle, Washington, which is a very interesting story, which I won't bore all the readers with, listeners with, but I had a ceramics business for many, many years in Pioneer Square, which is downtown Seattle, and the pandemic hit, and I had to move out of there. And we are walking distance to the marina. And we started kind of saying, you know, hey, help us out. We're a small business. We really want to be close to home. And if there's a pandemic going on, do you have any space? And they did. And so we moved in here in the middle of the pandemic. It was crazy. And now we're settled in. My husband has production in the back. And as well as myself, we both make everything, by the way. But I wanted to include him since he's not here. We make everything here in this space at Fisherman's Terminal. And when it gets to be a really long, stressful day, I just walk outside and walk right down to the water and walk around the boats for a little bit and come back. It's great. It's the perfect spot for us. And occasionally a fisherman come by and we give them soap for their, you know, they're on a fishing boat for months. So, and then we sell at Pike Place Market where we have a booth that we set up every day and we have staff that help us there. So.
Awesome. Yeah. Now, what kind of feedback have you received from customers about their experiences using your product?
They love our body butter. And I'm constantly getting notes saying, this is the best body butter I've ever used. Thank you so much. And the second product is our shave soap. We get a lot of compliments on that because we provide shave soap and a brush so they can, and women can use it too. Women can use it on their legs or what have you, our underarms, what have you. And we also make it in a bar form as well as a jar form. And, you know, people are traveling. They could just put it in a plastic bag and take it with them. And it's, you know, easy. It's just a bar, looks like a bar soap, but it's actually a shave bar. But yeah, they love our body butter. And I think our bath bombs are next on the list. They just, especially the CBD ones, super, super popular. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves that relaxing CBD. But yeah, they also like, I think they like the fact that it's handmade, but also that it's not filled with ingredients that they don't need.
Mm-hmm.
So just simple, effective. Good for your skin.
So do you have any memorable stories or testimonials that stand out to you?
I wish you had talked to me about this before. I would have looked some up. I'm like stuck. I don't know. I can't think of any. We do get a lot. I mean, I just got one from a Square customer thanking me and all that kind of thing. But you know, we don't like to make medical claims. I think that's dangerous to say, oh, it'll cure eczema or it'll help me with this. No, you need to see a doctor. You need to talk to them about what's best for your needs. Mm-hmm. But we have had a lot of people say that their skin is so improved using the body butter, or it helped the CBD help with an injury or a chronic problem that they had. So
I find that with the CBD body butter, that when I put it on my legs after a tough ride on the bike or run, oh my God, it feels so good.
Yeah, it really is good stuff. It really is. And the CBD has a quality to it that helps inflammation and de-stresses and all those good things. And I want to say, I really hope, I just am not familiar with what's going on in New York right now, but Washington State, everything's completely, CBD is completely legal in Canada and all the 50 states. There's zero problem. But sometimes I think people get confused. So if you want to think of Coca-Cola or Diet Coke has no sugar. And that's our CBD products. There's no THC or anything. It's just the pure CBD, which is really the best thing for inflammation and to soothe after a rigorous workout or if you have, you know, a sore body part you need help with. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, for sure. Every business, I know I've been there a million times, face challenges, right?
Oh, yeah.
Can you share some of the obstacles that you may have encountered through the years with Buddha Bath?
Oh, where could I begin? Like I said, we really worked so hard. My husband, if he was here, would, you know, he worked so hard on creating all the formulas and then together producing all of the products with those formulas. I mean, that was such a shift for me. I'd never been in that position before. And I never realized how much work goes into product marketing and the packaging and the lids and the labels and the design and who prints the labels and how many do you order and how many jars do you order and where are you putting the jars, for instance. We now have a storage space. Thank you, the marina here. We have a storage space that we can store copious amounts of jars and lids and but the labeling and the signs and, oh my God, it just goes on and on. And that was not my background. It quickly became my background. And then learning, you know, I was in ceramics for many years. And like I said, my first part of life, I was a in fitness and aerobics and personal training and rehab. And then shift comes to Seattle and I started doing ceramics full time after I had a little accident, like I said, in 2005. And you have to learn how to produce things in a manner that is it's time effective and cost effective. But then when I got to the beauty care aspect, I mean, I really was a fish out of water. I'd always used the products, but I did not know the intensity of the, you know, making it look a certain way and the labels and putting the labels on. It's all been a fun challenge. And I recommend to people of all ages, I mean, you and I grew up together, we're the same age, but I recommend for, you know, don't get comfortable, try something new because you don't know what you never know what you're going to find and learn about yourself. And I think that's really important of all ages. And when you're in
trouble,
don't get so frustrated. It'll pass. But at this, like I said, our third and fourth act, I hope for all of us, you know, don't get complacent, try something new. I'm very good friends with the people at Vistaprint and Reed Signs, who are behind me, who made all our signs and who have driven probably half crazy. The people that, produce our labels and our jars. It's just been kind of fun.
Do you feel like this is your last act? I mean, do you feel like this is where you're going to grow this business? And
my husband reminded me this morning, he said, I'm really nervous. What am I going to talk about? Because it's confusing. You know, how did I get here? I started out in college at University of Maryland when I was a starving student. I worked in makeup and skincare. And I really wanted to be in that industry. I loved it. I loved it. And then, you know, where was I to go at 24 with makeup and skincare is to work for Bloomingdale's or Macy's or whatever. Mm-hmm. Who did I work for? Heck Company? I don't remember. It's no longer here. And in downtown DC, I worked for a couple of years, you know, after college, and I loved it. But where am I going to go from there? And I think it wasn't until I met my husband, who had the chemistry background, and I was ready for a change, that we kind of came together with this idea that we produced together, you know, Buddha Bath. And yeah, I have sidebar a little bit. You and I have a friend who passed away during the pandemic, Stacy Freed, and we always talked about having a makeup business. And I think if Stacy was still here and didn't, unfortunately, you know, what happened, I think that, you know, we always wanted to have a makeup company together. So I have a little side business to Buddha Bath called Magenta, and it's lipstick and things. I do not make these products, but we do sell them and we do design them, but I don't physically make them. We do not sell them at Pike Place Market. They're only available on our website. And we're actually sold out of Stacy, the lipsticks I all named after people I knew. Yeah, she sold out and I have to get more. And I just, you know, I thought I'd always end up in makeup at the end after I did everything I wanted to do. It sounds weird, but yeah.
I love it. Well, you're there and that's awesome.
I'm halfway there. I need to, you know, I'd like to be more there, but I'm there. Yeah. I definitely, I'm in the door for sure.
So tell our listeners again how to get in touch with you and check out your product line.
So there's a couple ways you can find us. You can find us at Fisherman's Terminal in Seattle, but this is where we make everything and our hours kind of vary. But if you are from Seattle and you are in the neighborhood, please just send me an email and we'll meet you. And, you know, if we're here, we'll let you in, see how we make everything, show you all the product line. And we do have products here that are not at Pike Place Market. The second way is Pike Place Market. The largest farmers handmade market in the country, I believe, that we are there every day, pretty much every day. I mean, January is kind of a tough month, but we had a big freeze here a couple weeks ago, but we're at the market and you can find us, in person at the market. And then the third way is buddhabath.net and buddhabathcbd.net. And that is our website. And right now, if you, I think it's Hillary20 is the code that we came up with. I should check that, right? So we have a sale going for Valentine's, and we have a sale going for anybody who's listening to this podcast gets a discount directly through Hillary, and we'll put that in the notes, I guess, or somehow.
Yeah, we'll put
them
that
up.
Yeah. And we'll definitely put that in.
Yeah, we'll put that up. And they can come to the website, order anything in any quantity. Again, if you are wholesale, we have a wholesale section and you can sign up for that and we'll follow up with you and you can place an order through the website or, you know, I'll contact you. But yeah, you can order all of our products. And if you have special needs or would like something unscented or, you know, we can work with you because we are a small business and we can, you know, we can make exceptions for our customers. Yeah, so that's, and that's awesome. buddhabath.net and buddhabathcbd.net.
Thank you so much, Sherry. This was great. Such a cool show and thank you and good luck to you. That's amazing what
you're
doing.
Thank you, Hillary. It's always good to see you.
I'd also like to thank my sponsors once more, the Russo Law Group, Long Island Signature Estate Planning, Elder Law, Special Needs Law Firm. For more information, visit vjrussolaw.com and Buddha Bath, a natural bath and body care company. For more information, visit buddhabath.net. And last but not least, I'd like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in each week. If you want more information about this show or any other show, visit hillarytopper.com or you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa. We're out there. So you'll find us and have a great week and we'll see you next time.